going back to procedure,
yeah,
I think we need to recognize that we've begun business. And maybe we should just nominate a chairman for the time, pro tems, until we get everybody here. And so that we've got some of that formal structure. I'd like to nominate Councillor Glazer as the chairman pro tem for the time for this committee until we get more people here so we can properly have a...
I'd second that.
Discussion on that one?
You're willing to do it?
Oh, sure. I mean, it's just a matter of, at this point, of calling meetings and figuring out... What I did was I sent that email out to everybody asking you when you could come, and some people answered and some people didn't. And I built a spreadsheet and said, okay, everybody can come on Tuesday, blam, 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 and just added up the numbers, and Wednesday came out as the most.
Yeah.
So we'll keep working on it. There's no reason why it has to be the same day,
yeah,
as you said, to get as many people here.
And may I ask another question? How often do you? How often are you thinking we're going to be meeting?
So I don't
let's,
know.
Let's discuss yeah. the motion rather okay. than oh. stuff beyond it. I'm a terrible stickler for rules.
She just wants to know if by voting for me, it means she's committing herself
to everything.
Are you
campaigning now?
No.
Any other discussion about this? Should we vote? All in favor of the gentleman over there? Okay. An overwhelming vote of support. Eh?
Congratulations.
Yeah, and then keep on. This is another process question, is how often do we want to meet? I think the next meeting should be whenever we can find out when Noel can come.
Great.
Right?
I can find that out.
And we'll find out when he can come. And when he can come, ideally, if I can get a list of all the people that you think should be coming here, we'll have a really big, wide open. And that's part of the process, is if all of these people come, we won't have room at these tables for them. Do they sit in the audience and we sit up here? Do we all sit out in the audience? And, we're going to have to figure that kind of stuff out. Just so if you remember, you're not old enough to remember, in Vietnam when they were trying to come up with they had to use circular tables so that nobody had a...
head of the table?
Yeah, nobody was at the head or anything.
It's sort of what a square table does, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think those are part of the process that we figure out if we're really going to get the community involved, is at what point do we really get them involved?
That they're, I think it's important to get the... try to get all the members here to as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And then to get to figure out an agenda set too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I think once we meet with Noel, we'll set an agenda based on how he thinks we should be proceeding. You know, do we just work our way down through this and chop it up, or do we try to bite off what we consider the big issues first? And work through those and have those be like a constant theme throughout all our meetings. You know, I mean, the work it's going to take, you guys are both marina operators, right? And so your take on the marina expansion at Yachting Solutions is going to be very important. You know, I mean, I think everybody agrees that that's part of our vision, is people should be able to make money on the harbor. But at what point does that get in the way of public access, or at what point does that get in the way of environmental access, or all of those back and forth issues? So your input is going to be very important, but we're also going to invite the guys from Yachting Solutions here, as well as figuring out maybe we'll get submerged lands down here to talk about public access and what we really do have access or rights to as a community. So that we're not going out on a limb and saying, oh, yeah, no, they can't build that. And then have them turn around and say, of course we can build it. We're going to sue you. I don't want to get into that. But I do want us to develop some real serious strategies so it's not just a matter of saying, oh, yeah, we want all kinds of big new development.
So the other part of the process is that this is just an advisory operation.
It's
the council would be the one that receives
yes. Which is why I say if we can come up with something that's everybody, almost everybody agrees to, it's going to sail through the council. If it becomes contentious and we have, you know, just slightly more than a 50-50 split on different things, then we have a council that's split. You know, if we can add, there's another part to this whole thing, is if you get the whole community behind you to support something, it makes it much harder for any one group of people to say, oh no, we don't like that. All of a sudden, everybody sits there and says, okay, that's a good strategy, or the majority of people say it's a good strategy. There'll always be stragglers. There'll always be crazy people like me on the outskirts of things who say, oh no, that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. But there's got to be the closer we can work towards coming up with something, a consensus, is the better it's going to be for getting this passed and for being a vision that we follow.